Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are, the first ever Wake and Bake edition of, you may have noticed in the opening graphic, this is getting Doug with drunk this morning, because my guest, and I would never allow anyone else to come on this show and do this, but this is an old friend of mine, great stand-up comedian who's not in L.A. that often. You just sort
Almost
of pop
never.
Through every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that you're here and that you're willing to come in the morning. And it's Doug Stanhope, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And so that's what we're doing today, is I'm going to do my normal smoking, and I'm going to have some my breakfast alcohol of choice. They've poured a nice glass of Guinness for me. And, Doug, you're drinking a mimosa.
The mimosa.
Can you drink, a lot of mimosa? Because champagne eventually gives me a headache if I have too much of it.
Yeah, you can do three or four tops and move on.
So then we'll switch to some vodka and grapefruit
that? Vodka soda with grapefruit.
That's a nice breakfasty sounding drink.
I did not know that I had cocktails waiting for me here.
Oh, you didn't?
I was just going to bring my own, and then I get up, and it's not like Wake and Bake. You don't normally drink at this hour.
Oh, okay. Let's establish that.
I figured I was going to collapse and break down and smoke weed. Which I'm terrible at. It's not a good idea. But I have to film for Comedy Central this afternoon, where I have to be drunk. So I was afraid if I smoked pot,
it would influence your drink.
It would fuck up my drinking.
But is great that you can just start drinking now. So you're going to do Drunk History?
No, we're doing a spoof of Drunk History for another show, but I will definitely be
drinking.
Where
you will actually be drunk.
Yes.
That's good.
I got high on Rogan's podcast once, and I'd done mushrooms early, and then I drank, and then I said, fuck it, I'll smoke your weed. And I had to do a show in Brea that night, and I don't remember a minute of it.
Yeah, you don't think you'll ever go
Rogan
back
had to
Brea.
Apologize on Twitter for it. He goes, I take full responsibility. Hashtag weed. Weed ain't for everyone.
Oh, that's hilarious. So. I tried to get him to come in this morning, but he's doing a thing with the Young Turks. That's, you know, that website where it's they're progressives.
No idea.
Yeah, but I'm sure Joe loves talking to them.
How do you get anyone in here at 9:15 in the morning?
Well, this is the only time we've done this. This is like a special thing we decided to try, just because, you know, we normally do the show at 4:15 in the afternoon, and that's great for a lot of people, but some people, especially in other countries, like, for instance, if anybody's watching in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Reykjavik. Hello.
It's going to be 4:20. There in just a couple of minutes.
I've been to Reykjavik. Have you been?
I have not. You've been a lot of places.
I went to Reykjavik. The mayor was a comedian. He just left office. John Gnar, or however you pronounce it. He was a comedian, and he ran a goof campaign for mayor during that economic collapse, and he got elected.
And then he got elected.
Like, fuck. But yeah, he's
really
good.
So he's really doing the job.
He just got out of office. Yes.
Wow.
So there's my. I played the only prison in Reykjavik. I won't try to pronounce it. But yeah, they only have like 80 dudes in prison there. So we did a free show for the prisoners.
And wow. Up there at the Orange New Black prison?
It's kind of, it might as well be.
That
they
sounded,
had everything but
sounded like
chicks.
An Icelandic way of. Last week, we launched the sale of these mugs that you're going to get to one home with you that say Getting Doug with High on them. That's the logo for the show. Some people say it should say Getting Mug with High, but maybe we'll have a spinoff mug someday. But we put these things on sale. We didn't have a huge stock of them, but we put them on sale, and the ones we had sold out in like 5 hours. $28, too, by the way. $20 for the mug and $8 for shipping. Just sold out immediately. People love these mugs.
Take note, management. We need more merch.
Yeah, if you want to go the mug route. I think they just see us with the mugs every week, and so it's like makes... Because people are watching us and smoking weed and just watching the show, and it's like we're having a session together. And then they see the mugs, and they're like, that could make me feel like I'm more a part of it if I have the mug. People, are trying to buy these pipes that look like these so that they can just really have the experience.
You should have action figures.
Yeah. or like in the case of the show, monkey. Inaction
figures.
You know,
the smoking monkey?
Yeah. So the mugs are going to be back in stock soon. You could check the merch site to stay notified. But in the meantime, we're excited to announce that the Getting Doug with High t-shirts are now for sale. Open that up.
I would have worn a t-shirt.
Style. Well, we're giving you one for sure.
Do you open your sets especially, like the studio? Do them?
Yeah, I do the merch first.
So I don't forget.
Get that out of the way. Here we go. Flying in. There's your own
right,
shirt.
Thanks.
And
thank
it's especially fun for you because
be
your
branding.
Name is Doug. So people will be very confused
Always
by
be branding. There we go.
Yeah.
I've never done a podcast. I forgot this is being filmed.
This
and
is,
then
yeah,
even
this
when
is
I remembered
video,
it
live.
Being,
people are watching us right now.
Yeah. Even then, I figured it's some guy with a camera. I've never been to a podcast that had a makeup department.
Yeah.
And
no,
I felt really bad for that girl trying to fix this decades of wreckage with one small palette of watercolors.
Heather does a great job.
Head.
She's terrific at fixing up. She makes everybody look nice. I've never seen Joey Diaz look prettier than when he was on this show.
That's a tough one, too.
Yeah,
but
we got the link for the t-shirts should be up on the screen. We got, stuff shows up on the screen. It's
Where
everything.
Where do people go
it's
to
a professional
get this?
Show.
Me, as a consumer, and I do consume, especially from the couch.
You go to my YouTube page, which most people watching right now have done. Everybody watching now has done. YouTube.com/Doug Benson. And then we archive the episode. So a lot of people will watch today, but then a lot more will see it. Over the next weeks
by the
and
time
months.
Some people see this, you might already have mugs back in stock.
That's right.
Right. So don't just assume they're out of mugs today.
Yeah,
they probably have
mugs. They might have them.
Yeah, go pre-order.
When you get around to watching this,
pre-order
we've
the
got
mugs so they get. You're standing on Amazon.
I miss my. That's what happens when I hang out with a non-pot smoker. Is I missed my 920, 420 smoking window. So I gotta start smoking.
You can blow it at me.
Okay, that sounds good.
And what if I lit up a cigarette? That everyone would go ape shit.
Yeah, I don't think
I wouldn't do it.
Most pot smokers aren't a fan of cigarette smoking, but some do both, right?
Yeah, not many.
What's your high history? Like, when did you try it, and how did you find out that it's not for you in general?
I gave it several auditions. I smoked pot as a teenager, and, weird. I remember clinging onto the earth like I was going to fall off. It affects me a lot like tripping does, except for the social aspect. I never feel involved. I feel like I'm the butt of the joke around high people. Especially when I'm high as well.
That makes sense.
And it never changed.
Yeah, that's, that sort of thing keeps some people out of the game, Everybody can't smoke pot.
Well, it's like drinkers. There's nothing worse than a sloppy drunk.
People that are shitty at it, yeah.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I will take somebody that's too high over somebody that's too drunk any day.
Someone brought brownies to our house. We have football parties every Sunday. I'm in town. And someone brought brownies over, which I would know instinctively to ask first. But this was at like 9 in the morning where someone had dropped them off. So I go, these
are
normal
brownies. Those seem like innocent brownies, yeah.
My girlfriend ate a third of the tray. I ate one, and it was a shitty brownie. So I just ate like half of a bite and chucked it out. And that alone... I all football Sunday. I go, someone else has to host this. I couldn't get my drink to my mouth. My arms were rubbery. I'm like, oh, this sucks shit. So as much as I'm tempted to make an asshole of myself.
Now, edibles can really throw you over the top. We have a sponsor on the show called Blackout X, and they make these new, like, things are getting more newfangled. Like, you should maybe try some of the, you know, strains that are more specifically for, you know, certain things, and you know, and try
strains for people who don't like to smoke pot.
Yes. Yeah. They're coming up with strains for people that don't, because Brendan Small was on the show last week, and he wrote me a letter, an email afterwards, thanking me profusely for kind of getting him back into it a little bit, because he had kind of stopped for a while.
Do you have one of those strains here? Because you know I'm going to break down. I'm a weak character.
No, I'm counting on you to break down. But you know, we usually have a release that the guests sign that says, you know, I know I'm going to be smoking marijuana.
I just had to sign something. And I get the leaving Las Vegas drunk shakes in the morning. So I'm with the pen like this, and I think I'm going to have to do that Nicolas Cage thing where he has to go to the bar and have five shots before he can sign his check at the bank. All right, maybe it's too dated a reference.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't seen Moonstruck. These Blackout X pens, I mean, it's really smooth and tasty. If you're going to try something, you should try this and see what you think of that. And we can hold off and do it towards the end of the episode.
Well, no, let's.
All right,
let's
here we
get
go.
It out of the way, Jesus.
All right, I was ready to have the first ever non-smoking guest. Did it hit? Yeah, you got a little bit there, but isn't that pretty smooth, right?
Smooth enough you don't know if you're getting a hit.
You did. Oh, I did better.
But yeah, a little green light comes on in the end, lets you know. But like, yeah, it's really, yeah, that's the boy. That's the hit right there.
All right.
Yeah, but it tastes good, right?
That'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do great.
That'll be good. What could possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm. This is the only refillable disposable on the market. You smoke it for a while, you toss it. You can put liquid oil or wax in it. And here's the big Blackout X announcement of this week. They've got an announcement every week. They've got another one coming next week. But this one is, they have a subscription service now. For $25 a month, you get four of these pens that are 300 hits each. And you got to put your own stuff in there. They don't come loaded. And the first month is only $1 with free domestic shipping. Just domestic. Don't get crazy, people in other countries. Sorry, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Did I get roped into an infomercial?
You basically did, yeah.
Just one hour of plugs.
We always have a ton of business to do, but the sponsors like it when it's more like a conversation. Yeah. You know, like Joe Rogan does a half hour of
talking
about fleshlights.
I know, but he's not reading off of giant index cards. It doesn't seem like
it's very
a
professional. No, you're making it conversational.
By the way, this is very smooth. The cough comes from 35 years of smoking Marlboro Lights. So I got my plug in.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they'll send you some.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll send you a carton.
I got free cigarettes when I did the man show. There was some, like, upstart brand called Legal Cigarettes, and their whole marketing campaign was to just get anyone on TV or in the public eye to smoke their cigarettes, and they'd give you free ones for life or until they went out of business.
Right.
Which was quicker.
Which happened, yeah.
Even quicker than the man show. That's a
poor less than one season.
Yeah.
The Legal
cigarettes. That quickly.
So it's blackoutx.com/Doug is where you need to go, and the infomercial's over. Except to say that next week they're going to launch a new product on our show.
Ooh.
Yeah, and these guys...
Who's going to be pitching that?
They keep taking it up a notch, you know?
All right.
Let's get back to talking about you.
No. I had nothing to say.
No, you got plenty
to say. I don't usually talk till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon at all.
Yeah, this is like sort of like quiet time. Comedian types.
Yeah,
I'm on the computer, but I'm not talking to anybody.
This is sad time. Usually this is my angry time, where I just find one person on Twitter that bothers me and just tear them to pieces and then apologize later.
Oh, you go back and apologize?
Sometimes.
Sometimes I block them and then I can't go back. And,
you can't find them. Once you block them, then
they're gone.
Yeah.
But people come up to me sometimes in my shows. Hey, man, you blocked my friend. You know, he knows he was being a dick. Can you unblock him? And every time I say sure, and I unblock him. And I never regret it. Nobody's been a pain in the ass after I unblock them.
That's another thing I forgot I hate about it. Once you cough, you don't stop coughing.
It's, yeah, I can get some serious coughing jags going.
There's no, Jesus Christ.
You're still doing a hell of a lot better than Jim Jeffries. I'll tell you that.
Jeffrey's a smoker?
He just, you know, he dabbles in it. He doesn't do it very often. I think, like, when he's really drunk, he'll have a few hits or something. But in the afternoon here, we did a 4:15 show with him, and he took a bong rip or something, and he had a massive coughing fit. I had a massive coughing fit on Rogan's podcast one time.
Do you guys have pissing contests over who has better weed?
No. That's... You know, that's what part of what I like about Joe is he's like, he's just not a typical pot smoker at all. Like, he remembers a ton of shit. You know, he's really smart on it. He doesn't smoke before the UFC stuff, you know, because he knows that he might get a little too rambly or whatever.
Potheads don't generally use the word functional, but if it applies to anyone, if there were
well, just
anyone
also,
that...
he fucking, you know, he'll take a hit and then get in the ring with somebody and fucking spar. He has a fucking octagon in his home. Like, the guy is intense, but he also likes to smoke, but, like, he doesn't smoke with strangers after shows. Like, I'll smoke with everybody.
Yeah.
And he's just sort of like, he thinks somebody might give him something that's not just marijuana. Like, somebody might fuck with him.
Yeah.
He's paranoid about that. And that comes from smoking marijuana, the paranoia.
So or just good logic.
It's a revolving door. Yeah, I guess it's logic, but I haven't had a problem yet, you know? That's like people say, I don't want a parachute because, you know, you could die doing that. Like, how often do you hear about people dying doing it? The companies that take people out in parachute,
everyone
has to survive so that they can stay a company.
Right.
That's their job, is keeping everybody alive. So the worst you hear about is maybe a broken ankle or something, you know? So that's why I went skydiving. But other people, just the fact that you could die makes people not do it, you know? They just choose not to because it might kill them. But so is driving to work every day.
I can see people fucking with Rogan or wanting to a lot more than you. No one's... You know.
Maybe, yeah, that could be true.
He has that aggressive side that brings that out in other people.
Yeah, and they might even do it. They also might think they're just having fun with him. Like, yeah,
he also does shit like
put a little crystal meth in there.
When are you going to do that episode?
Getting methed up with Doug. I got to smoke from somebody.
I wish it was like you could drop a comic's name. Like, what? When you have blank on, so and then, but you'd be throwing them under the bus. Being a drunk or being a pothead just. But if you're doing heroin, yeah, I can't make that joke about you. Anyway, I'm guessing there's a lot of dead air. I'm guessing
tying off with Doug.
Doug and I did one of our my first ever paid comedy club gigs at the Riviera together.
That was a whole week you were emceeing, and that was your first ever paid gig.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because we didn't know, the rest of us didn't know what to make of you. Tom Martin and Hugh Fink and I were the other acts.
Wow, you remember the whole lineup.
And Steve Sciarippa was running the club at that time, the guy who went on to play Bobby Bacala on
The Sopranos. And he was a wicked prick.
And every week he picked somebody to tear a new asshole every single night, and you were the guy that week.
Yeah.
And we were all relieved because he was leaving us alone. But then by the end of the week, though...
He'd literally slap you in the face.
Yeah, like, he was intense. He was very...
You're doing 7 minutes. Not 7:01, not 6:99. 7. He'd slap you.
Yeah.
Jesus, this guy's hitting me.
I love telling that one. And and he was just like, he rode you all week long. One night you showed up late for some reason, and that he just exploded on you.
That was the one night I remember being high on stage. Not necessarily that night, but that club. And I get high with a chick because you're trying to, you know, oh, sure, I'll smoke pot with you because you're a hot chick. And then I had to go do another show, and I couldn't tell 20 seconds from 20 minutes, and you have this beast mafia guy in the back, Steve Chirippa, that you know hits you for funny. So if you were actually mad, and I was just so terrified I had missed the light, and I did fine.
Yeah, and then, but I remember there was a funny turn at the end of the week. One of us was saying something about you, joking around, and Steve Chirippa said, you know, said something like, you know, that kid did. Oh, that was what it was. A hot shot from Riviera, like a top guy, came to one of the shows. And Chirippa told us that the only act he liked was you. And that was after a whole week of us being like, oh, this kid, what's going to happen with this guy? Like, you know, you seem like obviously, I didn't know it was your absolute first paid gig, but you were trying to be a comic instead of being yourself, which you eventually became and then have become great at.
Oh, I had nothing else.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, you're one of the, like, you don't get to see a lot of big turnarounds with, like, you see somebody in the beginning stages and they don't seem like they're going to get it together and then they turn out to be amazing. You never get to see that. And in my case,
awful.
I got to see that with you. I got to see...
Because you were
doing like premises that just felt like you were just saying the kinds of things that you should say.
Exactly.
Instead of just telling your own stories, which are amazing.
I never even thought about telling my own stories till about maybe 4 years in.
Yeah, and you had some good ones at that point.
A year when I met you. Year in.
Yeah, but that's pretty fast to get a paid gig a year in, because I got to go to a break. But I dabbled around. I started in L.A., so I fucked around with stand-up for, like, you know, just doing a set every couple of weeks for, like, 4 years or 5 years before I even got a paid gig.
Yeah, I never had we go on a break?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after I refill my glass.
Oh, there's a new Doug in town.
Jazz. Tom Arnold.
That was an experience that I have blocked. I don't even remember it.
Tom?
Huh?
All I remember is one time there's some story in the Inquirer, because all stories. And you go, I'm going to find out who planted this story.
I know. That's a good one, huh?
Yeah. And who ended up, you did a thorough search, because you knew
I paid
it was
a guy
time.
$60,000 for a private detective.
Yeah.
We're sitting there. This is like crazy. This is how it was. And we're sitting there, and Tom's next to me, and he goes, this is going to be so great that we're going to find out who's done this. And the guy, I go, so who's the leak, you know? Because, you know, also when you've got something like that, all the time, everybody you see, you're like, I wonder if it's him. I wonder.
Suspect
them. So it's like you're totally isolated, thinking everybody's the person.
That's a terrible feeling.
And the guy, he looks like, you know, he's all calm. He goes, well, we found out who the leak was. And he smiles and everything. And I'm like, good. Who was it? He goes, it's your husband. And, you know, I look over and he's just like, nope. No emotion. It's just like...
Hey, we're back, and I got bagel in my mouth. I got a mouthful of bagel.
1,535 people are watching us live right now, Doug Stanhope.
Jesus.
You know, if you're joining us, stand-up comedian Doug Stanhope. I don't know if I've
How many are in
you.
Iceland?
Yeah, we need to hear from you if you're in Iceland. Tweet at us and say, hey, I'm in Iceland. Watching you. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't have a good feeling about it. First t-shirt was sold already. Lauren T. from Houston, Texas bought the very first ever. There it is. Oh. Always be branded.
It's mine.
No, we got to send that out to this girl.
All right.
And then we got to restock because we're already out. You may have noticed that Gabe, what do you like to be called last name-wise?
Dylan is fine.
Gabe Dylan, yes, Gabe
purposes.
Dylan. I know what his real last name is. He's got a showbiz last name, and it's Dylan. Gabe Dylan on Twitter. Is there an underscore in there?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Can we put that up on the thing for everybody? And he has joined us. He's going to smoke with me since Doug is not going to smoke so much. How you feeling, Doug? You doing all right?
Yeah, I feel all right.
But that was it's a pleasant high that the Blackout X provides,
yeah,
correct?
I'm getting a smile I don't normally have at this hour.
That's nice. So normally we do the magic trick at the end, but you seem high enough, and I want Gabe to get high, too. So he's going to do a magic trick for you right now.
All right.
All right, Doug, yeah, take your card.
Game time. Wait, you gotta let the graphic blocks the whole picture, so you gotta wait till it's done.
I know how it works.
Right there. All right,
here we go.
Any card. Show it to Jake over there. All right, place it back on this pile anytime you want, right there. I'm just gonna snap my fingers. One card only. Actually turns red.
I think that's my favorite reaction ever. Like Marge on The Simpsons.
Oh, that's why you do it, because I forgot my card.
This should be right.
That's
all right, Doug, put your hand out like this for me. I'm going to take the card, place it here, put your other hand on top of it. Doug, you mind helping me with this one?
Oh, Jesus.
Other Doug, tell me when to stop.
I'll pick one of your cards.
Hey, wait a second.
Just tell me.
Stop.
Okay, right there. Take a look at that card. Uh-huh. Got it. I'll show it to Jake.
Okay.
All right. Snap my fingers. One card only. Changes colors. Do you see a red card, Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's only one red card here.
Oh, so show me that six of spades.
Oh, no.
So, Jake.
Unbelievable.
How's that possible?
Yeah, this guy's on every week. How's that possible?
He does a different trick every week. I was going to ask you about this, but somebody on Twitter @lake_radio wants to know what was it like shooting your episode of Louie, because the episode turned out amazing.
It was. I was.
You can agree with
all
that.
The jerk off things you say, but you know what? It was. It was fun. Yeah, I was scared going in, and then once you realize, okay, that much dialogue, it's still you're only going to have to say like two sentences, and then they're going to have to break everything down and reset. Mm-hmm. So you have to like learn two lines an hour. Like I was so panicked about forgetting my shit. Like,
right.
All you have to do is remember to say, "Oh, and the elevator's that way." And then
you had a pretty thick monologue at one point, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked on it.
Yeah,
I walked around my backyard doing it to my dogs, and I told this story. This story is like an extra on one of my DVDs, so I feel like I'm working out material, but it's still a funny story.
Okay. Oh, shit.
But I learned that dialogue. I mean, I'm like a manic person. I just sit at home. I don't act. I told Louis that up front. Like, I suck at acting. And he's like, but would you try? And I go, yeah, I'll try. So we did auditioning by Skype, and we'll do it again. He said, do it this way. It's good, but go a different way with this and, you know, go down. Gave me some notes and then said, I'll call you back and we'll do it again. And I relearned it for... He doesn't call back forever. He doesn't call back to the point where I go, that fucking asshole. I told him I suck at acting. It's not my gig. And I went this far. I know every line by heart. So what I'm going to do... Oh, shit, I told this story on Stern, didn't I? Fuck, I hate myself.
I said, that's all right.
I was doing Stern coming up.
I don't think we have the same audience exactly.
Yeah, probably not. So I decided I'm going on Stern. I already have all of this script memorized back to front. What I'm going to do is I'm going to insinuate very specific dialogue in the conversation with Stern. And that way, finally, when he hires someone else to play this guy, it's going to look like he stole his entire script from my Stern appearance, which I thought was a brilliant idea. And then he finally called back and said, sorry, it took so long.
Oh, so you didn't do the Stern thing?
No, I was going to. And then
also, wouldn't Howard get confused if you keep just saying things that just are like lines from it would be pretty hard to work it into the conversation, wouldn't it?
No, there were parts where you go,
because it was just about yourself, so you could just go off.
But yeah,
like if Howard
things,
says, "How you doing?"
What was the line, honey, that made me crazy? I didn't want to say it. That about Manhattan is a Just some line I would never say.
Get back to us later after anyway. You're not high.
Yeah.
And I'll update the show and tell people what it was that are dying to know.
Doesn't matter.
I'm smoking sativa mostly so far. I'll hit the indica in a second. But
wait, what did I just smoke? E-pot?
What was in the...
Blue Dream
was it. So that was a sativa. So it's like a kind of a... Should be kind of up high, creative,
yeah,
happy.
It's not hitting me then. I got nothing.
You don't have to create anything right now. It's just magic watching you. I mean, I didn't think you were going to... I honestly like you so much that I was going to have you as a guest and not even try that hard to get you to smoke. It was just going to be let's just do a drunk episode.
See, if I was creative, I would have had some way of segueing from you just said it's magic that, and then as a magician here, I can't put those two things together.
You just did.
Punchline.
You did in a clunky way. That still works. That's all I do is clunk it through. Triple XOG is the indica that I'm going to try right now.
Do you have sponsors that give you all the weed?
I forget where we're at right now. Sometimes we buy it ourselves. Sometimes people give it to us. But I don't think there's... I'd have to mention them if they gave it to us, right?
Today was us.
Today is us. We bought our own weed.
We have a dispensary where I live in Bisbee, Arizona. They've opened up a dispensary, and no one goes to it because the prices are evidently way better. Just buy it from Dave.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, but like here in California, it's just like the absolute convenience of it is crazy, and the prices aren't, you know, the prices are pretty competitive. I haven't had a guy bring me weed in, you know, 10 years.
Wasn't that more convenient?
The guy bringing it to me?
Yeah.
I'd have to get in his car and ride around the block, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he wasn't chatty. He was good. And he usually... But
do
also,
you ever catch up
they
with
don't
him?
Show up sometimes. Or sometimes they just, you know, they say they'll come by and then they don't or whatever.
Do you ever find, like, your old weed dealer that, like, has to work a day job now because no one's...
I don't know what the guy's up to. I don't even have his number anymore. But, yeah, it's weird. It's weird how it shifts and stuff, but... I just had to renew my medical card just yesterday, and they have, like, videos playing in the lobby while you're waiting to go in. And one thing they were just really pushing was, you know, that you should just start, learn how to grow your own weed. Because once you're doing that, then the prices, the government, the taxes, none of that comes into play. You're just growing your own weed, and it's legal to smoke it. You know, that's the key, is that it's legal to smoke it, so you just grow your own and then smoke it. They'll try to make it illegal to smoke it. You know, like, tobacco companies will probably get involved, and they'll try to, you know, make it illegal to grow your own. And then that way they have to buy it.
It's just a constant cycle of, they fuck
absolutely.
You, here's how to fuck them.
But to me, all that does suck, but it's still, bottom line is people need to stop being incarcerated for weed-related things, you know. Oh, that guy smoked weed and then he watched a marathon of Ugly Betty. I couldn't get through Ugly Betty. I picked a really short title and I fucking choked on it. Because I'm feeling pretty coffee too. This is all hitting pretty good. How you doing, Gabe?
Good. I need more coffee though.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Can we get some coffee for the magician?
Are you going to be doing more magic there, Carbonaro effect?
Not today.
No?
Once I start smoking, I can't get
Yeah, he can't do it. Can't do it high, unfortunately. There was something else that I was dying to talk about, but I can't remember. Let's do some pot topics.
Pot topic!
This first one, Doug. Oh, you're hitting the thing again. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do this indica finally. But let me just say that veteran NBC News journalist, like some guy that's been on NBC News for a while, named Al Olson, left his senior editor position at NBC News to head up. He's going to run marijuana.com. And it's basically going to be like just a place where just everything about marijuana is reported. And he says, my first byline was at the age of 14, the same age I smoked my first joint. So he's been a fucking successful journalist and pot smoker since he was 14 years old.
All right.
Right?
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Does he get a free $28 mug?
Let's send Al Olson a mug. That's a great idea. Fucking, oh, that's the other thing is, you know, we can save money on packing peanuts. If somebody has a mug and a shirt, you just roll the mug up inside the shirt and then stuff it in a box. If it fits, it ships.
That'll be an annoying thing about weed being legal, because right now you have indica or sativa. Or what. Like, there's no real brands, though, yet. Like, there's no, like, where fucking right. Sean Combs has his own strain and everyone wears that, you know. They only smoke that at the bar, and that will suck.
Yeah, at this point, it's just strains are named after things. Like, there's a Willie Nelson strain, but it's not Willie Nelson's unaffiliated with it other than just being, you know, awesome Willie Nelson. Like, that's where we sort of, like, if you smoked weed, you'd be like me. You could pretty much get away with it everywhere because you're just sort of white and, you know,
yeah.
successful enough that the people who recognize you help you out. The people who don't recognize you don't have a problem
just,
with you.
Yeah, you just blend into the woodwork.
Yeah, just another Doug, you know.
Just an extra.
Isn't Doug, like, I don't get to talk to too many people about this, but isn't Doug, like, the most boring name? And also, hard to tell people in a loud bar. When you say your name is Doug, you have to say it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Duck?
No, Doug.
Don?
Don? Dave?
It's a hard one to say, but...
Other than that, I like it. I like Douglas. Is his name really Douglas?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's...
That's so funny when I took a hit after asking you a question, that, like, why would you say anything more than, yes, no, that is my name.
Everyone calls me Stanhope. No, even just Doug.
That's what I was going to say earlier. Every once in a while, and it fucking, I love it every time it happens, somebody insists that I'm Doug Stanhope, and they do it loudly in front of people, and when I say, no, I'm not Doug Stanhope,
but they still
then
know
they
you.
Just fucking insist that I am, and then they look crazy to everybody around them, because I just keep saying, that's not my name, man. And eventually, he'll figure it out. Like, he'll be watching Comedy Central, and I'll come on and be like, oh, I called him the other name.
I got a local... comic in Philadelphia, and through a recommendation, I needed an opener last minute, and he said, I'll do it, and then he asked a friend of mine, he goes, yeah, I'm opening for Doug Stanhope. Does that guy smoke as much pot as he lets on? And he's like,
yeah.
Stanhope doesn't smoke pot. And he's like,
oh, yeah, that's the weed smoking guy. Yeah.
He figured it out. He had no idea who the fuck I was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're fortunate there's only two Dougs, really, that have any kind of, you know.
Comedy
notoriety, but it's still funny that it gets mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing
well,
I wanted to tell you.
More shit than I do.
But yeah, well, it's, yeah, I get, you know, a lot of crazy stuff, but like that one always really tickles me because they're clearly a comedy fan. They know both of us.
Yeah.
And they're like just fucking, once they say Doug, it just spills
out.
Do
you ever get the
and
like
I
the
never
wrong
correct
Twitter?
Them. I just say, no, that I'm not, you know, that's not who I am.
I'm
Doug Benson. And I hate saying that. But yeah, but the other thing I wanted to tell you is if maybe you knew, maybe we said it to your face, but that first week we worked with you at the Riviera, we all called you Doug Stand-Up.
Wow.
And it was sort of like, it was a combination of, obviously it's right there,
yeah.
It's an easy pun to make, but also that, like, you know, you were so new at it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, here comes Doug Stand-Up. And that was a fun-ass week, though.
Do you remember, was it the puppy fucking week?
What does that mean?
I played there a few times. Yours might have not been my first ever time at the Riviera.
I think it was.
But if
I
he
think
was giving me that much shit, I'd come off like some triple gigs later on playing there at one point, and I tried some shit I had written, just really rotten, vulgar stuff that killed on, you know, Butte, Montana.
Sure,
The Copper King Hotel. So I brought that, and it's been killing on the road, and I'm too new to know the difference between the audiences, and I did some stuff that just flatlined, like horrified the, and that's not, you know, they're not going to walk out on the opening act.
Isn't it fun now that, like, you're doing your own show, so most people there know exactly who they're there to see?
Yeah.
And then, you know, so there's none of that. that weird dance that happens when you're just, here's a comic, here's an audience, good luck everybody. It's hard to make it work every time.
Where I really used that whole, hey, here's the comic, so I would blame the audience. Anyone who doesn't think I'm funny, hey, fuck you. What did you expect to see?
Doug is trying to speak. Your turn.
Sorry.
Get in here, Gabe. Save me. None of my stories are
you're
going
doing fine,
anywhere.
I love it. I mean,
when you say you're doing fine, you have absolutely none of that bullshit bedside manner. I feel worse when you say you're doing fine.
I mean it.
I don't think you can say anything.
I've been here for every episode.
Yeah, he knows. He knows the scale of how people handle it and what happens I think you're doing a great job.
We didn't even think you were going to smoke.
I didn't know I was going to till I sat down, and I succumb easily to.
I only drink Guinness for breakfast on St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of a thing I do every year because I'm always in Austin, Texas on St. Patrick's Day, and they one of the radio stations there, 101X, they have like they broadcast live from a pub in downtown Austin.
Yeah.
So I just go, and that's just the one day a year that I just sit there on the radio for 3 hours just drinking Guinness and eating bangers and mash and, pretending to give a shit about St. Patrick's Day.
World Cup is a great one because it's only every 4 years, and they start those games at 9 o'clock in the morning or 6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's fun to day drink and watch soccer for sure.
And it also tells you when to stop. All right, that was 3 World Cup games.
Speaking of when to stop, we got to take another break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to have to go outside and smoke a cigarette. But
...1,646 people. We got a nice bump of viewers.
We're going up.
Yeah, it's an unusual time. We're usually on at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time, which we will be again next Wednesday. An amazing guest next Wednesday in the sense that I didn't know this person would openly smoke on the show, and schedules permitting, he's going to be here. But this has been delightful that you
who's
came
the
here.
Guest?
It's always a surprise.
Oh.
They always find out. Like today, people had to get up this morning
so
and tune
went,
in.
Yeah.
Oh no! It's a couple of Dougs sitting
that guy's
around
not our
with
cup of tea.
Silent magician.
No, a guy asked me, "Is it who I think it is? The guy in my picture?" And it was you. And I told him it was. He was
very
excited.
Oh, you're that guy that sent like 18 tweets. What's Doug's favorite? Kev?
Is that you?
No,
Kevin.
But it was that guy. Yeah.
What about him?
He asked if it was you on the show. He was very excited.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw his excitement. It was like a whole sputum of tweets, one after another.
I just jizzed out a bunch of excitement all over Twitter.
There's a certain amount of your material or your things you put out there in public that a person can remember before they're considered creepy. Like if a guy goes, oh, you do that one bit, but if he can do like different bits from different years and no person, everything you ever wrote on the internet.
Yeah, I don't get that a lot because, I get people coming and, I get people writing tweets the next day. I don't know what he said, but last night was a lot of fun.
I can't
remember a word of it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that set again the next time I come to town.
Yeah.
I like playing around with, I can't just do the same act over and over again. I won't become one of those guys, but I definitely, there's just some bits that are fun to do and fun to bring back and stuff.
Well, you have those bits that you want to hear again. You ruined it for the whole log.
Yes, I haven't done that in a while. I should bring that back because it's still
back.
A thing. They still have a log rides.
Both birds ablaze.
You'd think we'd be like, it's a modern enough society that we don't have to ride in logs anymore. We can just, be like in a nice boat or a car. Do you have anything to plug, Doug? I got your dates right here. You don't have to remember.
Yeah, just plug. Yeah, I don't know. San Francisco and just the town.
That sounds
and
good. Vegas. San Francisco. Vegas is, this is awesome. Hey, you're playing the Plaza Hotel.
Yes, I'm doing this for the weirdos. Plaza like Hotel. That guy that tweeted me 100 times. We're doing Vegas on the 27th Saturday night, but then we're hanging out all day Sunday watching football in the sports book, and it's a huge sports book.
At the Plaza.
So if you want to come to Vegas, if you're that weirdo that has to text everything you know about me to me as though I don't know that about me just to prove that you know me way too much, I'll talk to you at the sports book in Vegas all day that Sunday, the 28th.
You'll start with the mimosas.
Yeah, we start
with the
mimosas.
Work your way into vodka, soda, and grapefruit.
Occasionally a white Russian, but...
Oh, white Russian.
Rum smoothies, though, because that way you can feel healthy about drinking it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Get the word smoothie
in there. But you can't do that in Vegas, but when you're at home.
All right, this is the 27th and 28th. See his show at the Plaza Hotel.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the 28th of September, and then the 28th, the next day... Go to the sports book and bug him.
Oh,
and I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be in Austin. You mentioned that, but just go to my website, DougShannon.com.
Whatever you do, make this part as confusing as possible for the viewers and listeners.
Fucking things up, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I was just going to say I'm going to be at the Plaza Hotel on September 6th.
Oh, really?
And on September 7th, I'd like y'all to just leave me alone. I'm not going to tell you where I'll be, but I will still be in Vegas on the next day. Maybe I will tell people where I'm going to be because I'm going to go see a band. September 19th, you're at the Mohawk in Austin. Anything in Austin's a fantastic venue. Love that place. And then you got an Australia tour, November 11th through 22.
Austin's not on there. Oh, there it is. Sorry. All right, I am high as shit, sir.
Can you remember? You've got like 11 days in Australia. How many of the cities can you rattle off that you're going to play?
Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth. We're trying to get. I want to get Darwin. I don't know if there's enough people up there. And the one that's Canberra probably made me fuck up the pronunciation.
Right. I don't want to try it.
That's the capital, but everyone keeps... I've never played a town where I got more tweets and messages saying, don't go to Canberra. Why are you booked there? That place is the worst place ever. So you have a really good reputation coming in there, Canberra.
But yeah, but that's the thing, is they might be really cool to you because nobody shows up there.
That's what happened with Wolverhampton in the UK. Oh, you're going to hate it. Best show of the tour.
Wolverhampton, UK.
Yeah.
Speaking of the UK, tonight I'm going to be at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. They got that London Bridge right there, right?
No, that's Havasu.
Oh, okay. Friday night I'm doing two shows at the Neptune Theater in Seattle, which are going to be taped for my first ever one-hour TV special. I've never done one
no
of
shit.
Those. Yeah, yeah. So speaking of old material, I'm going to dust off some shit for that one. And, so we're doing two shows, and that's at the beautiful Neptune Theater. So that's this Friday. And like I said before, September 6th, Doug Loves Movies comes to the Plaza Hotel in downtown Vegas. You can see all the Dougs in comedy at the Plaza Hotel
in September.
Doug E. Doug and Doug E. Fresh are both doing some comeback shows also at the Plaza.
We can probably hire them.
Doug Flutie is going to do a hockey player? Is he going to do a hockey demo? They're going to put an ice rink in the Plaza and he's going to come in and teach people. Dr. Doug Ross from ER is going to come in, and you're going to be like, "Is this George Clooney?" And it's going to be.
Are you saying
he's a football player, not a hockey player?
Oh,
football!
Yeah.
Flutie is football.
I thought you were shutting down the show. He's like, oh,
yeah, Flutie.
It's time to go. Yeah. Time to go. But it is time to go. I'm just going off because this is. It's so fun to be this high this early in the morning, and maybe reach some new viewers, especially in Iceland. Thank you to Doug Stanhope for being here. Go to his website and his Twitter, Doug Stanhope, and Gabe, of course, always a delight.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for the mug and the great shirt.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I'm going to have my friends get these on the YouTube channel. Or is it...
That'd be a way you could find out about them, sure. Yeah, just come watch the show, and we'll tell you constantly about how to get the shirts.
All right, great.
And I can't wait to see you in that shirt.
I can't wait to fit into it.
Got your name in big letters. I feel silly wearing one. You ever wear your own projects? Did you ever walk around a man show shirt?
No. I never did that.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Next, we'll see you next Wednesday at the regular time, 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. Next Wednesday. See you.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.